Bargaining versus negotiation. Here's where you are. Bargaining is a zero-sum game, and negotiation is a positive-sum game. Now, what does this have to do with neuroscience? You think in terms of duration, path, and outcome until you get deeply into the Black Swan method. Outcome, where do I want to be? Duration, how long is this going to take? Path, how am I going to get there? If you become into a positive discovery sum game and you take the idea, never be so sure of what you want that you wouldn't take something better, then the outcome is no longer there. And how you're going to get there is no longer there. And these things are tremendously destabilizing until you get used to this, until you get into the moment. Now, what do we do as adults? We're always worried about what's coming tomorrow. If you're a good business person, you're worried about the ramifications and the consequences tomorrow. For tomorrow, so much to the exclusion of what's going on now, the here and now, versus where is this going? Dopamine is a where is this going goal-oriented chemical. Dopamine is about the anticipation of the future. Oxytocin, the bonding drug, is a here and now chemical. When you can trigger oxytocin in your negotiations, that changes the outcome. And it's by definition destabilizing unless you're used to being off balance. And then when you get used to being off balance, you're no longer off balance. This is why in the homework, your homework assignment, your goal is to create a here and now chemical, to get a that's right, to get some sort of emotional interaction in the here and now with the person on the other end of the phone so that you can have a shot at changing the outcome. Because if you call your internet service provider customer service, they don't have customer service. They don't have customer service. Your internet service provider does not have that. But wait a minute. If I look up right now, I know they've got a phone number for customer service. No, all the internet service providers, all the home internet service providers have retrained their customer service people to be salespeople, and their goal is to upsell you. Their goal is to tell you everything is all right. Pat you on the head. You've already got the best deal you could possibly have. But they see you as an opportunity to sell more services. They're not customer service. They're a sales force that has been trained in upselling people. So they have an outcome in mind to either make you docile so that you stay as a customer, or to upsell you. Now, a number of years ago, a friend of mine used to tell me, I know how to renegotiate with my internet service provider or my cell phone provider. All I got to do is call to terminate my service. And then me terminating the service creates loss aversion, and that's when they're going to throw a better deal on the table. Well, that's been done for so long that they're all wise to it, and they've all been trained to let you terminate. And that no longer works. So your goal is to go in there and create a here and now chemical, an enjoyment in the moment, and then craft an ask to potentially get a better deal without paying anymore. But you can't get there without creating the here and now chemicals first. So that takes it from the zero-sum game that they're playing to the positive-sum game that you are going to play. Stay in the moment is what you should write on a piece of paper and keep it by your computer screen or your telephone for every single negotiation you're in. Staying in the moment for your virtual negotiations, whether they be on the Zoom or in the phone, is critical to getting you out of your predetermined duration, path, and outcome, where you're distracted by the fear of what the outcome might be and change into discovery of the path to the outcome. This is how you begin to change your negotiations, whether they be online or whether they be over the phone, out of old world thinking, duration, path, and outcome, to the more advanced thinking, the Black Swan method of discovery of the path to the outcome.
The question that I have, it seems like when we get on the Zoom with somebody, like we started here, is something like you said, like a joke, you give a weed an inch and they'll take a yard, right? Something's okay. And then is
what was that again? Say that one again. I didn't quite care. give a what? And
so if you give a weed an inch, it'll take a yard. See, it worked. So is the purpose of that just to begin to create that oxy, that now good feeling?
Yeah, because if you tell a joke, you've just triggered here and now, which is focus. You got to get people into the moment. The untrained people on the other side are going to have focus issues. Everything you do in a negotiation should have two simultaneous purposes. Gather data, build relationships. If you can crack some humor, especially painful humor, you're building the relationships. They're getting a kick out of it, especially a bad joke, because you know they're going to steal it at some point in time. And to go back to it is to remind them of enjoying the interaction with you. And so you're constantly building on the relationship. And with better relationships and more data, that increases your ability to influence to better outcomes. Positive sum game versus zero sum game. Now, there's something else that
I had a couple thoughts in there when you get a chance about just the joke telling thing virtually at the beginning.
Please jump in.
Okay. All right. I'll jump in now. So great question. A couple things about that. First of all, we would contend that this is very specific for the virtual interaction because of where people are. We're still getting used to this to a certain degree. There's already a certain amount of like, we're fed up with this type of interaction, right? There's a certain amount of population with that. And so because of how the environment was created and how we came together, a short, sweet, painful dad joke at the beginning fits very well. Not something we would advocate for in person. And I think a lot of it goes back to this whole idea of like where this is going, because everybody's always wondering that, which is also why it speaks to do not tell a long joke at the beginning, because that emotional moment of where this is going can fall into, I'm annoyed by what is happening here, that it can fall into that very, very quickly. And so that's why it's important to keep the joke short and succinct, which is why we go with dad jokes, right? They're all short and stupid. And then unfortunately in person, it's not something we would advocate because it's, the environment is very different. It's something a lot of us feel a certain amount of attachment to because of who we are and our age, but also the focus on we're here to grind it out, I feel like is much greater and in person. And the distraction of the dad joke at the beginning, I think can be detrimental because it's like, what?
Right.
What the hell are you coming from, right? And so, but that's a great question, Alan. I'm so glad you brought that up. And that's exactly the point. Another thing I'll add to it, virtual environment, energy, being able to tell a stupid joke like that, I think also breeds into a little bit of self-confidence. You instantly look like someone that is going to have a thick skin, that is not going to be easily deterred because you want to step up and tell a stupid joke at the beginning and you're not bothered by it. You're not embarrassed by it. You're willing to take that first step. And so, again, I'm surmising here a lot just based on what we understand about human nature and what we understand about how the brain works. That's how I would probably try to explain it in more depth, as it were.
Well, I think that makes a lot of sense because on the few sales presentations that I've made on Zoom, I mean, they're, for me, they're horrible, right? So I can only imagine what it's like for them on the other side. And so it just seems like when they come on, as I typically work with people that are 65 and older, right around there, that they're really on edge. You know, it's like, oh my God, I can't get the computer to work, you know, and we have to go through this whole entire long thing. And for me to sit there, it's a lot of work just to go, seems like you're having some issues. It's okay, we'll get them. Yeah, and trying to connect like that on that level that I know I can connect in person with not a problem. This is a huge challenge. And even when I've applied some things that I've learned through Black Swan, it's keeping me, I notice it's trying to keep myself lowering my voice, trying to talk like this and look like this on the camera is a challenge and a half for me. I don't know about any of the other guys here, gals, but hey.
No, good for you guys. Good for you for practicing it. And here the buttons we're trying to hit with a different type of humor. Dad jokes are the only jokes that are not relevant to the moment that you can get away with using, and it's using it up front. You're 31% smarter in a positive frame of mind. You want to trigger a positive frame of mind in your counterparts. You can collaborate to get to a positive sum game. Dad jokes, making fun of yourself, is deferential. It raises the other person up. It makes them even more confident in interacting and dealing with you. And then from that moment on, I mean, humor's always been an issue. The humor's got to be appropriate to the moment. You could have the funniest joke in the world, and if it's a long joke, even if it's hysterical, if it's not appropriate to the moment, it's a distraction. So a lot of people like to tell jokes that got nothing to do with what's going on. Bad move. You know, it could be hysterical. First of all, where's it going if it's too long? And secondly, what does it got to do with what's going on now? That dad joke doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what's going on now, but it's early and it's a quick hit. And it's trying to put people in a smarter frame of mind. And you're 31% smarter in a positive frame of mind. So take that data and learn from it and use it to your advantage.